divine, no longer generate as God. It became after Adam's image and after his image and likeness and called his name Seth. I just wanted to throw that in there. It's important to know that that's where the vine became degenerate. And all through history, man is after, not in the image of God, but in the image of Adam, the fallen Adam. You know, you hear somebody say, we all God's little children. No, you Adam's child. You hear people, we all God children. No, you ain't. You're a child of the devil. If you're not saved, that's what the Bible says. Jesus called them children of the devil. Because Adam began to produce something else when he fell. The vine became degenerate. Now, here's the thing. We looked at this, and I encourage you to get that tape from the CD from Sunday and study that. You'll find a plethora of information in there. That thing was full of, you know, I know that because, and I'm not boasting on that. I know that when my spirit gets real heavy with something like that, I know there's a whole lot that God's calling from the deep. Now, if you go back and study that, science has found that in between the chromosomes, the 23 chromosomes of the male and female, there's a light. The light in everyone. Now, we looked at how that light is the life of God that lights every man that comes into the world. In other words, everybody has that light. But that light is not activated until someone puts their faith in the Son. Amen. Whom John came to witness of. Now, we read the verses here in John, how that until someone puts their faith in the Son, they have no witness. But when they put their faith in the Son, that light is activated. Now, scientists will tell you that the light that's in the midst of those chromosomes has a program of its own. The chromosomes carry your parents' program. What you're going to look like. What your nose is going to look like. How tall you will be, the color of your eyes, all of that stuff is in their chromosome, but that light has a different program. Because of they're not approaching it in faith, they don't understand what it is. But we read Sunday that it's the life of God that lighteth every man that comes into the world. The Spirit of the Lord is the candle of the Lord is the spirit of man. Everyone has the potential. He's not excluded anyone. Everyone can be born again. They have that light. But until they put their faith in him, their spirit is dead. But the potential for salvation is to everyone. There ain't nobody God can't reach. Because when they came into this world, the life of God was the light. As the song says, that the breath of God was given. It's the breath that keeps every man alive. And so as long as he has breath, there's hope. But some, the sin that John said, he said there's a sin unto death. That's the sin of unbelief. When a person refuses to put their faith in the Son of God. See, there's witnesses in the earth. There are three that bear witness in heaven, and there are three that bear witness in earth that witness to this. And when they fail to put their faith in that, then they die in unbelief. But that spirit in them will live on eternally. But it won't live with God because they never chose to believe in God or to believe in the Son, not just in God, but in the Son of God. In Jesus the Christ, because there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Come on, I'm giving you some foundation here. This is important because if you build on this, you start to establish a Genesis principle. You start to shore up. Stuff stops confusing you. You start to be real focused on your faith. And when you get real focused on your faith, a whole lot of stuff doesn't stop you now. You mean it doesn't water you down. It doesn't slow you down. It doesn't confuse you. No, you understand who you are. You understand the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. See, you gotta have your mind made up that Jesus is the only way. I don't care what religion comes on the scene. I don't care what kind of cult rises up. I don't care what people are saying today, what technology. Jesus has always been the way, the only way, the only truth, the only life. No one can come unto the Father but by him. And that will never change. And we have three witnesses, the Word, the Spirit, and the blood. I'm sorry, the water, the Spirit, and the blood in the earth that bear witness. Tell somebody, I'm a witness. And saints must be convinced so that they cannot be convinced otherwise. We know in whom we have believed. Do you really know who it is you have believed? Amen. Dominion. When the Lord said he gave dominion, the word in the Hebrew there, excuse me, is the word rada. It means to tread down as a wine press with the feet, to subjugate, subdue, crumble, to oppress, to walk on a person, to rule, to cause to rule, to have dominion, to reign. It means to prevail against, to take. Examples are like taking honey from a hive or taking bread out of an oven. It means to take dominion. The DNA spoken into us before we were ever formed into a body in the spirit realm was be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. That was spoken by God into mankind. And you know what? Even after the fall, he didn't take that back. What he said, I'm going to bring you back into that. Now I want to look at one point here before we wind this up. One important point. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. And let's start at verse 6. I want to establish this in your mind right now tonight as a point. The Word of God, tonight we're going to look at two things that the Word of God is. The Word of God is both seed. The Word of God is seed, and the Word of God is water. The Word of God is seed and water. Give me Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, starting at verse 6. Be careful for nothing. In other words, stop worrying. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Next verse. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Okay? Now, it says that the Word of God shall keep your heart and your mind. Be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. When we talk about the heart, I want to give you a code. Sometimes our hearts can be troubled about things. You know, you can, and when we talk about the heart, we're not talking about the thing pumping blood. We're talking about the basis, the foundation of our thoughts and belief system. The system of belief, that's your heart. How you believe. What you believe. Give me Matthew real quick. We read that in Philippians, and that has to do with our heart. Matthew 12, verse 33. Matthew 12, verse 33. The word says here, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, look what Jesus says here. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the foundation of our belief systems and our thought patterns, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay, in Philippians, we looked at the heart. Be careful for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication. Let's talk about the heart, the belief system, the foundation of our beliefs and our thinking patterns, all those things. Here, we're looking at the mouth. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Look at this. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Let's say that again. Say it with me. Out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth speaks. You can only say what you believe. Now then you know, a hypocrite, you know, I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about really genuinely. You can only really say what it is you believe. When you get in conversation with people, sometimes you'll find out what they don't believe. Whether, you know, or what they do believe, how much faith they really have. But the heart, okay, we're looking at two things here, the heart and the mouth. We're talking about the DNA code. Now, I want to show something real quick, how we can change some things. Because as we've established, the word is both seed and water. Say it with me. The word of God is seed and water. I like to use the example of like a plant right here. You know, once the seed is gone down in there, now the word is seed. But the word is also water. You planted it, it came up. It's alive, it's well, but it still needs water. That's why Joshua was told, don't let the word depart out of your mouth. Listen, when you attain a certain level with something from speaking the word, you don't stop. You don't feel like, well, okay, I got it, it's over. No, because what will happen, you will begin to degenerate. You will start to decrease. You'll be wondering what's going on. You got to understand the way you got to where you are is the way that you got
to
stay.
Thank you for
there.
Listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.